meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Today, this first Friday, Jeff Hammond sits in to host Winds of Change to talk about the First Friday devotion. Jeff is the section representative of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Jeff will share the history, tradition, and prayers of the First Friday devotion. Now on Winds of Change.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And peace be with you, brothers and sisters. It's so good to be with you on this first Friday. And this is our hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus over the lunch hour. And we're grateful that you are making some time to draw close to the Lord. And let us begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we are in Eastertide, we will honor Our Lady by praying the Regina Caeli. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, Alleluia, for he whom you did merit to bear, Alleluia, has risen as he said, Alleluia. Pray for us to God, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia, for the Lord is truly risen. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who gave joy to the world through the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant, we beseech you, that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, his mother, we may obtain the joys of everlasting life. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. And May is the month of Mary. And we are going to be talking this noon hour about Mary and praying with Mary and asking for her intercession for us, for the whole world even, to beseech her Son for that which we need, to intercede ultimately to God the Father, asking for mercy upon us all. And it's no coincidence that Mother's Day is fast approaching as well. So what many of us do is take mom out maybe for brunch, for lunch, bring her flowers, spend some time with her, more time than usual even, which is very appropriate. What I'd ask you to consider doing during the month of May is spending some more time getting to know Our Lady. And one way to do that is by making a Marian pilgrimage. And also, to pique your curiosity, to have tea or coffee with Our Lady, which we will talk about in just a moment. So these are some ways that we might want to learn more about Our Lady, to spend more quality time with her, and ultimately draw closer to the Lord. But let us start our opening prayers now by praying the Anima Christi, which many of us pray after worthily receiving the Eucharist. And it's a beautiful prayer. And today I'm going to be praying it in Latin. and this is the Anima Christi. Anima Christi, sanctifica me. Corpus Christi, salva me. Sanguis Christi, inabria me. Aqua latris Christi, lava me. Passio Christi, conforta me. Opponu Jesu, exaude me. Intra tua urna, absconde me. Ne permitas me separare a te. Ab hos maligno defende me. In ora mortis mea voca me. Et iube me venere ad te. Ut cum sanctis tuis laudum te in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. We are also invited every day to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father and for, in particular, during this month, we're praying for evangelization. And that's through the apostleship of prayer, making our daily offering, as it were, for this intention in part, and for may that the lay faithful, that's you and me, may fulfill their specific mission by responding with creativity to the challenges that face the world today. Again, that the lay faithful may fulfill their specific mission by responding with creativity to the challenges that face the world today. And that mission is going to be different for each and every one of us. And so you need to ask the Lord maybe to show you what your mission is, particularly. And he will let you know. And perhaps even during this hour as we are spending some quiet time with the Lord, you might want to ask him that concretely. And that's something very important in prayer, is to be real with the Lord and ask him what you truly desire. And sometimes we are afraid to do that. And this is all about growing in greater intimacy. So you might want to try that. And this is our daily offering. Some call it the morning offering, but obviously it's at noon, so it's not the morning anymore. But you can pray at any time. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of my relatives and friends, and in particular, the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. And we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady in this month of May. My Queen and my Mother, I give myself entirely to you, and in proof of my affection, I give you my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my heart, my whole being without reserve. Since I am your own, keep me and guard me as your property and possession. Amen. So I mentioned that you may want to make a pilgrimage this month to honor Our Lady. And this was something that it was very near and dear to one of our great saints, and that was Saint Jose Maria Escriva, who was the founder of Opus Dei. He would always make a pilgrimage during May, and we have many shrines throughout the Chicago area that you might want to consider making a pilgrimage to. In particular, I'm thinking of the seminary at Mundelein, St. Mary of the Lake. There's a wonderful grotto to Our Lady of Lourdes. You might want to go there. Or There is Our Lady of Lourdes Church on the north side of Chicago, which has 24-hour adoration with, again, with the Grotto of Lourdes there. Also open 24/7 right off the expressway, the Sanctuary Divine Mercy, St. Stan's. And in fact, the only church in Chicago that's open 24/7, you can come down anytime you'd like on pilgrimage here. And we have, in addition to the Sanctuary of Divine Mercy itself, where you can come and adore the Lord, truly present in the Eucharist, there's also the shrine to Our Lady of Częstochowa, who's the Queen of Poland. And then there's also a wonderful reproduction of Our Lady of Guadalupe as well. So think about that, about where you might want to go on pilgrimage to honor Our Lady. And let me share a little bit about this background of this pilgrimage, especially in the spirit of Jose Maria, what he did. And so on May 2nd, 1935, St. Jose Maria Escriba and two friends went on pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady of Son Solez in Avila, and he desired to show an outward expression of devotion to the Blessed Virgin during May. And this practice is centuries old, but on this occasion, he went, with two friends, and so that was special. So the idea of going in a group could be really something you might feel attracted to doing as well, maybe with friends or with your family going on pilgrimage. And so he would invite people who go on pilgrimage to do a couple things. And he would say that, first of all, you need to find a shrine where you're going to go, invite a couple of friends or family members to accompany you, and then keep a spirit of prayer and penance going at least part of the way on foot if possible, and then offering up some sacrifices along the way. And then pray one set of the mysteries of the rosary on the way there, another on the way back, and pray the mystery of that day or week plus the litany of the Virgin Mary at the shrine itself or before the picture or statue of Our Lady that is visited. So these are some things that St. Jose Maria recommended, and I've done them myself, and I find them very enriching. And so concretely, think about a place where you're going to go this week, maybe for Sunday, and give this a try. Now, some of you might not be able to actually walk, right? You might have to be driven, or if you're not able to even leave your home, you can do this, interiorly if you want to sort of, go in your mind's eye, as it were, to a shrine that you are fond of, or you can always go online to the Sanctuary of Lourdes, which has a camera on it 24/7, and you can go there virtually on pilgrimage and with all those that are there actually. So I invite you, make that decision today to make those plans about where you're going to go on pilgrimage, and then bring friends along, if you'd like, family, and then pray the rosary. A decade going, a decade, coming from, returning, and then the decade of, praying at the sanctuary itself or the shrine, and praying also the litany of Our Lady as well, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful litany. And so when we come back from the break, we're going to be praying another litany, the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. and learning more about First Fridays dedicated to His Most Sacred Heart. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Sometimes in life, we are confronted with the tyranny of choice. I know, stop or go, hot or cold, up or down, this way or that way. You can contribute to Winds of Change, one way or the other. One way is to go to windsofchangeshow.com. Then click on Support Winds of Change Show in the upper right-hand corner of the page. The other is to go to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to make your donation, one way or the other.
The Winds of Change.
The Winds of Change.
On AM 750, WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the Rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, Adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor Ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And was talking about making a pilgrimage during May and wanted to clarify some of those suggestions by St. Jose Maria Escriva. So it's pray one set of the mysteries of the rosary on the way there, another on the way back, and then pray the mysteries of the rosary for that day of the week, plus the litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the shrine itself. So that's what you need to do. So some key things to remember: bring yourself a rosary, think about some special intentions and prayers of thanksgiving you want to bring to Mary, pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, the needs of the Church, and pray for the intentions of those you are with on pilgrimage. And since the intention of the month of May for the apostleship of prayer is for evangelization, that lay people may embrace the call to evangelization, you may want to pray for that particular thing. Lord, show me how you're calling me to be an evangelist, to share your good news with others. And what I've been sharing with you about Marian pilgrimages is from stjosemaria.org, stjosemaria.org, if you want to learn more. First Fridays are dedicated to Christ in a special way, to His Sacred Heart, in fact, because St. Margaret Mary Alacoque received a vision from the Lord that within the octave of the Feast of Corpus Christi, and He said to her, "Behold, this heart, which, notwithstanding the burning love for men, which it is consumed and exhausted, meets with no other return from most Christians than sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude, even in the sacrament of love, the Eucharist. But what pierced my heart most deeply is that I am subjected to these insults by persons especially consecrated to my service. To those who show him love and make reparation for sin, however, our Lord made a great pledge. Here's the pledge. I promise you, in the unfathomable mercy of my heart, that my omnipotent love will procure the grace of final penitence for all those who receive communion on 9 successive first Fridays of the month. They will not die in my disfavor or without having received the sacraments, since my divine heart will be their sure refuge in the last moments of their life. The great promise of the Sacred Heart is most consoling. The grace of final perseverance and the joy of having Jesus' heart is our sure refuge, an infinite ocean of mercy in our last hour. So to gain this grace, we must receive Holy Communion on 9 consecutive First Fridays. Why not start this First Friday? Come down to Mass tonight this evening at 7 and receive Holy Communion worthily. Have the intention of honoring the Sacred Heart of Jesus and of reaching final perseverance, and offering each Holy Communion as an act of atonement for offenses against the Blessed Sacrament. And this is just a tremendous grace that's offered. So that's why we're here during this First Friday, to honor the Most Sacred Heart. And one way we do that is by praying the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And this goes back a long time, but was approved in 1899, and it originated in Marseille. And so let us pray together now the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, Son of the Eternal Father, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, formed by the Holy Spirit, in the womb of the Virgin Mother, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, one with the Eternal Word, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, infinite in majesty, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, holy temple of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, tabernacle of the Most High, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, aflame with the love for us, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of justice and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, full of goodness and love, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, wellspring of all virtue, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, worthy of all praise, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, king and center of all hearts, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom and knowledge, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom there dwells the fullness of God, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, in whom the Father is well pleased, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, from whom fullness we have all received, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting hills, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, patient and full of mercy, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, generous to all who turn to you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, atonement for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, overwhelmed with insults, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, broken for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, obedient even to death, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, pierced by a lance, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, victim for our sins, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, salvation of all who trust in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, hope of all who die in you, have mercy on us. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch our hearts and make them like your own. And let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the gifts of love we have received from the heart of Jesus, your Son. Open our hearts to share his life and continue to bless us with his love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Amen. And what I always like to do after praying the litany is making a special act of consecration to our Lord, to his Sacred Heart. And this is the act of consecration from St. Margaret Mariella Cook, the Apostle of the Sacred Heart. To the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, I give myself, and I consecrate my person and my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that I may be unwilling to make use of any part of my being other than to honor, love, and glorify the Sacred Heart. This is my unchanging purpose, namely, to be all his, and to do all things for the love of him, at the same time renouncing with all my heart whatever is displeasing to him. I therefore take you, O Sacred Heart, to be the only object of my love, the guardian of my life, my assurance of salvation, the remedy of my weakness and inconsistency, and the atonement for all the faults of my life, and my refuge at the hour of death. Be then, O heart of goodness, my justification before God the Father, and turn away from me the strokes of his righteous anger. O heart of love, I put all my confidence in you, for I fear everything from all my own wickedness and frailty, but I hope for all things from your goodness and bounty. Remove from me all that can displease you or resist your holy will. Let your pure love imprint your image so deeply on my heart that I shall never be able to forget you or to be separated from you. May I obtain from your loving kindness the grace of having my name written in your heart. For in you I desire to place all my happiness and glory, living and dying in bondage to you. Father, we honor the heart of your Son, broken by cruelty, yet symbol of love's triumph, pledge of all that we are called to be. Teach us to see Christ in the lives we touch and to offer him living worship by love-filled service to our brothers and sisters. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so we are here to honor his Sacred Heart. We are here to make act of reparation as well, to say sorry for those times that we have failed him, that we have chosen to go our own way. And so when we come back from the break, we are going to be praying the Examine Prayer, which we're going to, I'm going to invite you to kind of think about concretely again, maybe some of the ways that that you've not followed the Lord, and asking for forgiveness. And a part of about the First Friday devotion is that you can also come to confession here at St. Stan's this evening before the Mass, and I believe it starts at 6 p.m. in the evening. You can come and receive mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. So after we make our examine, you may want to, you know, go to the sacrament and be cleansed in the blood of the Lamb through through the sacrament of reconciliation and then worthily receive him and make that wonderful act of gratitude as well when you receive the Lord. I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the Donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
All human life is precious, and all humans are created equal, but not all vitamins are created equal. One company's vitamins stand taller than the rest. At For Life Vitamins, we promote health from the womb to the tomb and support the pro-life movement. Dr. Christosik created For Life Vitamins to optimize your healthy habit of taking vitamins and protect the health of unborn children, the infirmed, and the elderly by donating 10% of sales to support Father Bush's life-changing ministry. Go to forlifevitamins.com or call 888-879-1190. Dr. Christosik has helped over 13,000 patients reclaim their health with For Life's vitamins. Go to forlifevitamins.com or call 1-888-879-1190. Simply change your vitamin company and save a life. Go to forlifevitamins.com or call 1-888-879-1190.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. Welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our first Friday hour dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we just prayed the Litany of the Most Sacred Heart. We've made an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. And now we're coming really to the center of our hour together, which is the examine. And this is a prayer that is life-changing, or it can be. It's a prayer that St. Ignatius of Loyola recommended at the in the spiritual exercises, and that all Jesuits pray twice a day. And so it's a way of really reviewing your day, of noting when you've said yes to the Lord, when you have not, focusing on gratitude, that the blessings you've received, and then making a, you know, saying sorry for the times that you haven't followed the Lord, and then making a plan going forward to improve. And so, as I invited you to do it before the break, we're going to focus our examine on reparation today, and looking at in this last day, okay, today, where is it that that you have missed the mark? And I'm not inviting you to necessarily make a laundry list. You certainly would want to note any times that you have had real trouble and maybe bring those up with your confessor. But what I'm inviting you to is what during this examine is the Lord inviting you to look at, and you be open to this because it may be surprising. It might not be that one defect that you're always putting on the list. It may be something like, oh, I haven't talked to my mom in a long time. And Mother's Day is coming up. And, but I shouldn't be thinking about that because I'm looking at when I've not said yes to the Lord today. But my mind keeps going back to, I haven't spoken to my mama in a while. Well, what's the Lord saying to you? What's the Lord saying to you? Maybe he wants you to reach out to her. And by doing so, you know, to heal that relationship, perhaps, if there's something that needs to be mended. But you're reaching out in generosity, but it's also for him, right? I mean, this is all for God's greater glory. So either we are saying yes to him, like Our Lady did, or we're saying no. And so something like that might come up. This is all very individual, but certainly in my own experience, there have been times when I've been surprised by the Lord, and I would invite you to be surprised now about what maybe is something that he particularly wants to heal in your life, or something that you've missed the mark on and that he wants you to work on, right? And it may be something that you're not aware of. And so we're going to, and that's something I want to note too, is with the examine, you can pray it with the intention of many things. So you can pray it for a particular question you have. There are many that are seeking direction in their vocation in life. You can bring that to the Lord. There might be you're looking for a job. There's illness that you're struggling with. There's, you know, you're grateful for the blessings of the Lord. Bring that to him. So, you know, there's a story that Ignatius was asked, if the Holy Father came to you and said that the Society of Jesus is not going to exist anymore, how long would it take you to be reconciled to that? How long? And he came back and said 15 minutes. And that's the amount of time that a solid examine can be done, is 15 minutes. And so he truly mean that, right? He was completely genuine about this, that after 15 minutes of deep prayer with the Lord, of asking for the grace to accept this will, whatever it is, right, that came from his superior, that he would, in this case, in this hypothetical from the Vicar of Christ, that he would be at peace with that. So his whole, and so that's what we're invited to do too, is follow his example. And so now let us come before the Lord. And I would encourage you, if you can, focus on maybe an image of divine mercy if you have it nearby, or on the Sacred Heart. That would be maybe helpful for you, or just interiorly recollect and imagine that you are before Jesus, and that, or that you're even maybe even resting on his chest like John did, right, at the Last Supper. Just be close to him and let him speak to you as we pray our examine now. I quiet my mind and my heart for prayer. I believe in God's presence with me. Come, Holy Spirit. I offer gratitude to God for the blessings of today, and begin by savoring my gifts, not dwelling on my problems. I'm most grateful for these things. I review the events of today and notice the feelings at surface. My hopes, fears, regrets, joys and sorrows, and especially for the times today when I have not said yes to following the Lord's way. Lord, help me to recognize you in all parts of my life. Jesus, I want to see. I pray from the feelings that surface, talking to God as a friend and listening with my heart for God's response of love. Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. I look forward in hope, asking for the grace to do better, to serve you. Lord, enlighten me so that my future choices praise, reverence, and serve you above all else. Show me your way. And we conclude now our examination of consciousness with praying as our Lord and Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And we'll pray an act of reparation now to the most sacred heart of Jesus. Lord Jesus, who loves us so much, we have not loved you as we easily might have, nor served you enough in our neighbor as we could have. We are truly sorry for this unfaithful love and promise to do better in the future, because you accept everything that we do in God's grace when done in a spirit of love and obedience. As reparation, we now offer you and your heart our every thought, word, deed, and suffering, in union with your own sufferings. Join our reparation to that which you ceaselessly offer to the Father in the Mass and in the silence of the tabernacle, Help us to suffer lovingly and to aid those who suffer. Make your redemptive love fruitful in the hearts of all those who will die today, so that all of us may love you forever in heaven. Amen. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about having tea with Our Lady. And again, I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
You've got your radio turned on to Winds of Change, where you can hear about your faith and hear about today's culture through the lens of Christ's teachings with Father Anthony Bush and others. Monday through Friday at noon on AM 750. Keep Winds of Change on by going to ststandschurch.org and click on the radio tab to donate. And Winds of Change offers thanks for your donation.
The Winds of Change
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
How long has it been since you have been to church? Busy schedule? Work? Or just lost interest? To be Catholic is not just merely attending Mass as just another weekend activity to be checked off the to-do list. Participation in the sacred liturgy gives you the opportunity to be intimately connected to Christ through the Holy Eucharist. You can also cleanse yourself of sin through the sacrament of reconciliation as a baptized Catholic. Come before the iconic monstrance to be in Christ's presence in the sacred silence of the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy. St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. St. Stan's is just off the Kennedy, 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Come back to Christ through the sacred liturgy and his gift of the sacraments at St. Stan's.
I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And welcome back to Cor ad Cor Loquitur, Heart Speaks to Heart, our hour dedicated to the most sacred heart of Jesus on First Fridays. And we're going to now learn about maybe having tea or coffee or a meal with Our Lady during the month of May, which is dedicated to her. So a dear friend of mine, my spiritual father, as it were, in terms of guidance in the spiritual life, who passed away 2 years ago, Father Raymond Goransky of the Society of Jesus, who was a theologian and was a professor of dogmatics at St. Patrick's Seminary in university in Menlo Park. He shared with me what he did. On a really a weekly basis, he would have tea with Our Lady, and essentially, you know, he'd go down to the kitchen by himself there, you know, make sure that there weren't a lot of any distractions, and he would make a cup of tea, and he would actually at a table have kind of a setting for Our Lady as well, and he would imagine that she was sitting across from him at a round table, and they would spend he would spend a time you know, praying or having conversation, excuse me, to her. And so this may be a stretch for some of you, but I invite you to kind of, you know, maybe try it. And so it's, you know, imagine that that she's there in front of you, and that, you know, say with her to her what comes to mind, maybe. If you make the pilgrimage, maybe share with her what that experience was like, and what you maybe graces you received, what healings you received, you know, in terms of also what who you were praying for, and just have a conversation with her as you would anyone else. Now, most of the time he said that this would happen interiorly, you know, that he wouldn't be actually speaking out loud, but you can if you like. And, you know, this is all about, because this is, in essence, a way of having a conversation ultimately with God, because you can, you know, when we pray something like the Hail Mary and we're asking for her intercession, you know, we ultimately are praying that God's will be done. And so bring to Our Lady your needs and try this out, perhaps. And again, as I said, it might seem a little strange, but I think that that there might be some things that you might enjoy about it. So for what it's worth, try it out. And something else is reflecting over a biblical passage with Our Lady in it. So, for instance, the Annunciation. And I was talking to somebody about this, and they tried it, and I've done it myself, and they enjoyed it. It's a sound practice of, you know, entering into the scene. It's called contemplation, and in essence, it's called Ignatian contemplation, but it's using your imagination and entering into a biblical scene like the Annunciation. And so you're praying with Scripture, and you would have the gospel passage in front of you and maybe read it over once. And then you picture the setting and the characters in the setting in as much detail as you can. So in this case, you know, Our Lady, and then the angel Gabriel comes, and perhaps even picture yourself taking part in the scene. I don't know, maybe you're outside of the house where it happened, right? If you imagine her inside, or you notice you know, a light coming from the window and all of that, or maybe you come upon Our Lady after the Annunciation and you greet her, whatever that might be. And so you know, imagine what you would do or say in the situation. And then a key part of this is to have a dialogue with God about questions or issues that arise from that experience of prayer. And so, you know, it might be, and I'll share personally, something I thought about was, wow, how Our Lady must have, you know, she was so young and she had her own plans, and then the plans were shared with her with the Lord about what He was planning, and that must have just been so awesome. And how did she feel about that? And I was curious about that, and that's something I might even bring to Our Lady, you know, when I'm having a tea with her, and say, oh, Blessed Mother, I mean, this is so awesome that you know, this happened, and thank you for saying yes. I mean, that's changed everything, because she could have said no, but what was that like for you? And then you can just kind of, you know, enter into what's known as a colloquy or a discussion with her about that. Now, and what's the purpose of all this? The purpose of all this is to grow in greater intimacy with the Lord ultimately. And so, for instance, if you start thinking about, Our Lady must have been very fearful, and she was uncertain, you know, if that comes to mind. I mean, we weren't there. We have the Gospels, but we weren't there. So this is all imagination. And but if that came up, let's say, well, you know, praying over it, maybe I come to see that, you know, the Lord is inviting me to marriage, and I'm a little bit hesitant to make this big change. I mean, I love the person I'm marrying, but you know, I'm not sure if I'm ready, right? So let's put it off some more or whatever, a couple more years. And but you know, everything is indicating, you've gone through pre-Cana and all of that, that that this is the right time, and I'm nervous about it. Well, you know, that maybe the Lord wanted, you know, me to think about Our Lady's anxiety, or as it were, how can I put it, her you know, her feelings upon receiving this news, which, you know, must have been, you know, there was obviously joy, but there's also, you know, a human dynamic. There must have been some maybe fear, or some, you know, certainly a sense of awe of what, how can this be, right? What now? The unknown. And so maybe the Lord is inviting me then to kind of journey with him about that question in my own life, right? And that was just an example of maybe somebody who's contemplating marriage. And there are other ones, but, and maybe it's even calling my mom, right? As I gave that example too, during this month dedicated to mothers, maybe I've been estranged from my mom, and I really need to reach out to her, but I feel anxious. I feel ambivalent, but it's the right thing for me to do, right? And look at Our Lady, and she went to go visit visit Elizabeth, didn't she? And she was pregnant. And there must have been thoughts through her own mind of, well, what are, you know, I'm coming to visit Elizabeth to be with her, but, you know, people on the road who knew her maybe would have, you know, kind of might give her, you know, a bad glance or something, right? And there, that would have been very difficult, perhaps. So all I'm getting at is, when you're praying, don't run from what the Lord is inviting you to share or to experience, but ask him to give you the grace to fulfill what he's asking of you. So as we're preparing to end our hour together, maybe make a resolution to go on that pilgrimage to Our Lady's shrine and to really honor Our Lady in a special way. And so until we pray together next time, peace be with you. And I'm Jeff Hammond, sitting in for Father Anthony on listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The